Scripture Stories.
Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 43, Jesus Christ Names His Church, April 1838. While Joseph Smith was in Far West, Missouri, Jesus gave him an important revelation about the name of the church. The church is named The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is named after Jesus because it is His church and He is its leader. The latter days are the last days before Jesus will come back to the earth. Saints are righteous members of the church. Latter-day saints are the members of the church who live now. Last time, we also read chapter 44, Tithing, July 1838. The Lord had told Joseph Smith that members of the church should pay tithing. While Joseph was in Far West, Missouri, he prayed to ask how much tithing the saints should pay. The Lord revealed that the saints should pay one-tenth of all they had for tithing. If they earned 10 pennies, they should give 1 penny for tithing. If they earned 100 pennies, they should give 10 pennies. The saints paid tithing in other ways, too. They gave one-tenth of the crops they grew, such as grain and hay. They also gave one-tenth of their chickens and other animals. They also paid tithing on milk and vegetables. Tithing is used to build and maintain temples, meeting houses, and other church buildings. Tithing is also used to help with missionary work. In addition, it is used to help pay for translating and publishing the scriptures and other church materials. Tithing is used to help members of the church. Tithing and other offerings are used to help buy food and clothes for needy people. The Lord expects each of us to pay a full tithing. We give our tithing to the bishop. He sends it to the main offices of the church, where the prophet and other church leaders prayerfully decide how it should be used. Heavenly Father gives wonderful blessings to saints who pay tithing. Saints who do not pay tithing cannot have all these blessings. The Bible says that saints who do not pay tithing are robbing God. In many of our past episodes, we've discussed the persecution of the saints. Remember, the saints had been driven out of Jackson County, Missouri. The Lord told them they would have to wait to establish Zion because they had not been as obedient as they should have been. The saints then settled in northern Missouri. But we will see in our story today that problems occurred there also. Children at home, Please read along with us today as we read chapter 45 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, More Mobs in Missouri, 1838 to 1839.
Many saints were living in far west Missouri, including Joseph Smith. The people built homes and schools where they were happy.
But the saints did not have peace for very long. Again, other people in Missouri began to make trouble for them.
A mob met to plan ways to hurt the saints. The mob did many bad things.
They chased the saints out of their homes. They burned their homes and destroyed their farms.
They beat the men and put some of them in jail. The mobs hurt some of the women.
The saints asked Governor Boggs of Missouri for help.
But other people were telling the governor lies about the saint, and he would not help.
The problems between the saints and the mobs continued to get worse.
Thinking the saints were to blame for these problems, Governor Boggs told some of the soldiers to kill the saints if they did not leave Missouri.
Some saints lived in a town named Hans Mill. One day a mob came and attacked them.
Some of the saints ran into the woods. Others ran into a log building for protection.
The mob shot through the cracks in the walls. Then the mob entered the building and fired many more shots.
The mob killed 17 people at Hans Mill and injured 13 others. Some children were shot and killed.
Then the mob robbed the homes and wagons of the saints.
Later, some soldiers captured Joseph Smith and other church leaders.
The soldiers were told to shoot Joseph and his friends.
But one leader of the soldiers would not obey. He said it would be murder to shoot Joseph and the others.
A trial was scheduled for Joseph and his friends. Before and during the trial, they were imprisoned in the town of Richmond, Missouri.
The guards put chains on them. Joseph and his friends had to sleep on the cold floor.
The guards were very mean to the prisoners. They swore and told bad stories. They told how they had robbed and killed the saints.
They told how they had hurt the women and children. One night they laughed and bragged for several hours.
Joseph hated what they were saying. He did not want to hear any more, so he stood up and commanded them to stop.
"Silence," he said. "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to be still. I will not live another minute and bear such language. Cease such talk, or you or I die this instant."
The guards were afraid and told Joseph they were sorry. They sat in a corner and were quiet the rest of the night.
Let's talk about it. What happened to the saints in this story? Camille.
People hurt them.
They did. Carson.
They were treated very badly.
That's right, Morgan.
The mobs were causing them trouble.
That's right. Who did the saints ask for help? Cameron.
They asked Governor Boggs.
They asked Governor Boggs, and did Governor Boggs help them? Kynan.
No.
Why not?
He thought the saints were to blame.
As the problems between the saints and mobs continued, what did Governor Boggs do? Noah?
He sent his soldiers to kill the saints if they did not leave Missouri.
That's right. What happened at Hans Mill? Cameron.
That is where some saints were attacked. Even some kids were killed.
That's right. Kynan.
A mob came.
A mob came, and then what happened, Morgan?
Mobs attacked the saints there and killed many people.
What were the soldiers told to do after they captured Joseph Smith and his friends? Carson?
To kill them.
Did they shoot Joseph and his friends? Camille?
No.
Why not?
Because one of the leaders thought that shooting them was murder.
That's right. Why wouldn't one of the leaders of the soldiers obey the order to shoot Joseph and the other leaders? Morgan?
He said it was murder.
That's right. Cameron?
Because he knew it would be murder.
Exactly. So what did the soldiers do with Joseph and his friends? Carson.
They put him in jail.
That's right. Kynan?
They put him in prison.
That's right. How were Joseph and the other leaders of the church treated by the guards while they were in prison? Morgan.
Very meanly and badly.
Very badly. One night the guards were laughing and bragging about how they had killed and hurt the saints. What did Joseph do? Kynan?
He ordered them to stop.
That's right. Carson, what did he do?
Commanded them to stop in the name of the Lord.
Okay. And how did the guards react? Cameron?
They obeyed Joseph.
They obeyed Joseph. How did the guards react, Noah?
The guards were so afraid that they were quiet and sat in a corner the rest of the night.
That's right. Camille?
They were afraid and stopped.
Let's continue on to the next chapter to learn more about this trying time for the saints and the prophet Joseph. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Children at home, please read along with us in Chapter 45, Joseph Smith in Liberty Jail, November 1839 to April 1839.
Joseph Smith and his friends were in prison for many days in Richmond, Missouri. Then they were taken to a jail in Liberty, Missouri.
Joseph and his friends were kept in Liberty Jail for more than 4 months. They suffered very much.
The jail was cold and dirty. And sometimes they were tied with chains. They had to sleep on the floor.
The food was not good. Sometimes it was poisoned and made them sick.
Joseph was sad. He did not know if he and his friends would ever get out of jail. He was worried about his family and the members of the church.
Joseph prayed to ask Heavenly Father how long he and the saints would have to suffer. He also asked Heavenly Father to help him.
Let's stop for a moment and talk about what we've read so far. What are some of the things Joseph and his friends suffered while they were in Liberty Jail? Cameron?
They were cold and dirty and starved.
That's right. Kynan?
They were cold. They had to sleep on the floor.
Noah?
The food was poisoned. They had to sleep on the cold floor, and the floor was dirty.
That's right. What do you think it would be like to spend 4 months in a place like Liberty Jail, Camille?
Very scary.
Very scary, I would think so. Yes, Carson?
Very miserable.
Miserable, scary. Cameron?
Horrible.
Horrible. Great. Noah?
I wouldn't like it one bit.
I wouldn't either. What would you think about? Cameron.
I would think about my family and friends.
Great. Camille?
I would think about all the people I love.
Morgan?
I would think about my family.
I would too. Noah?
I would think about all those fun times when I was out of jail.
That's right. Carson?
I would think about my family and friends and all the people I love.
What would you do? Carson?
I would think.
You would think? Morgan, what would you do?
I would pray.
You would pray. Great. Cameron?
I would cry and pray.
Wonderful. That's true. I probably would do the same. What did Joseph worry about while he was in jail? Kynan?
His family and other church leaders.
That's right. What did Joseph do while he was in jail? Morgan?
He prayed.
He prayed? What did he ask Heavenly Father in this prayer? Carson?
He asked for help.
That's right, Cameron.
How long he and the saints would have to suffer?
Camille?
He wanted to know if the suffering would end.
Morgan?
How Heavenly Father could help the saints.
Let's continue reading to see what Heavenly Father and Jesus' answer to Joseph's prayer was.
Answering this prayer, Jesus told Joseph to have peace.
He said Joseph's troubles would last only a little while.
Jesus also said that if Joseph would be faithful, God would bless him.
Jesus told Joseph that his friends still loved him and that he would soon be with them.
Jesus said that wicked people who had hurt the saints would be punished.
They and their children would suffer. They would not have the priesthood.
Jesus told Joseph that many good things would happen to the saints. Nothing could stop God from blessing them.
The Holy Ghost would teach them wonderful things about the heavens and the earth.
Jesus said that Joseph should not be afraid of what men could do to him.
Jesus said problems and suffering can be for our good because they help us learn.
Jesus reminded Joseph that he had suffered more than anyone else.
Jesus encouraged Joseph to be faithful and promised that God would be with him.
How long did Jesus tell Joseph his troubles would last? Kynan.
A little while.
That's right. How long did Jesus tell Joseph his troubles would last, Camille?
Only a little while.
What else did Jesus tell Joseph to comfort him in Liberty Jail? Cameron.
That his friends still loved him and he would see them soon.
That's right. What did Jesus say would happen to the wicked people who hurt the saints? Morgan.
They would be punished.
That's right. Noah.
They would suffer and their children would.
Okay. What blessings did Jesus say the saints would receive? Carson?
Many good things.
Many good things. Kynan?
The Holy Ghost would teach them wonderful things about heaven and earth.
Great. Morgan?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Great. Cameron?
The Holy Ghost would teach them many things.
Why does the Lord allow problems and struggles in our lives? Noah?
They help us learn.
They help us learn. That's right. Why else? Morgan?
So we can learn from our mistakes.
Exactly. Kynan, what do you think? Why does the Lord allow problems and struggles in our lives?
For our own good.
In what way did Jesus say problems and suffering can be for our good? Camille?
It builds our faith.
Definitely, it builds our faith. Morgan?
So we can learn from our mistakes.
We can learn from our mistakes? Great. Carson, what do you think? In what way did Jesus say problems and suffering can be for our good?
To make us stronger in faith.
Great. Great answers, everybody. How can we learn from our problems and struggles? Kynan?
With prayer.
We can learn with prayer. Great, Morgan.
We know not to do that again.
We know not to do the thing again. Okay. Now, who has suffered more than anyone else on the earth? Carson.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. How can knowing of the Savior's suffering help us face our own trials? Camille?
Because we can remember that he understands.
definitely he does understand. Noah.
Because I know he did it and I want to be like him.
You want to be like Jesus. That is wonderful. How can knowing of the Savior's suffering help us face our own trials? Morgan?
I know that he will comfort me.
What did Jesus promise Joseph if he continued to be faithful? Kynan?
God will be with him.
Wonderful. Camille?
That God would be with him?
Like Joseph, Jesus also promises us that he will be with us as we remain faithful in our struggles. I am grateful for Joseph Smith's example of faith in the most difficult situation. I know that as we remain faithful in our struggles, we will be strengthened by the Lord, and our difficulties will be for our good. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 47, The Saints Leave Missouri, Winter 1839, and Chapter 48, Joseph Smith Asks the President for Help, March to November 1839. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Yeah!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Joseph Smith wrote letters to the saints while he was in Liberty Jail.
He told them to write down the bad things the mobs had done to them.
See you next week!